Surah Al-Baqarah.
فرقان من طير صواف أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله. We are soon to begin our Quran program, inshallah, from Friday morning. And as we remember, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that when people gather in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to recite the Quran, to learn and teach the Quran, then there are four merits for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows sakina, to tranquility to descend upon their hearts. وَغَشِيَتْهُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ They are enveloped in the rahmah of mercy and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are surrounded by the angels, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them to the angels who are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So obviously, we will be beginning with Suratul Baqarah, and just a little bit of background about the surah before we commence. Surah Baqarah is the lengthiest surah of the Quran. It also has the lengthiest ayah of the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha tadayantum bidaynin. The ayah wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about recording all outstanding financial commitments, about having witnesses for outstanding financial commitments. That ayah is the longest ayah. It appears in Surah Baqarah. Then we have the greatest ayah of the Quran also appearing in Surah Baqarah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Ubay bin Ka'ab, which ayah of the Quran which you have retained is the greatest in your opinion? And he said, Ayatul Kursi. Thereupon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam congratulated him on his knowledge. So Surah Baqarah, lengthiest surah of the Quran, has the longest ayah, has the greatest ayah. It concludes with two ayat which are very special to this ummah. And then in a hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Inna li kulli shay'in sanamun. Everything has an elevated part of it, a distinguished part. Like how in a camel, the hump is the distinguished part of that camel. Its flesh is more juicier and it is elevated. Like that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Suratul Baqarah is the elevated, distinguished portion of the Quran. It contains commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relating to all facets of our life. It is a surah that was revealed when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina Munawwara. It is known as a Madani surah. Anyway, the hadith for encouragement about its learning and recital, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ta'allamu suratul Baqarah. Learn suratul Baqarah. And how would the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum learn surah Baqarah or any surah of the Quran? They would learn 10 ayat. And they would then understand the 10 ayat. They would apply those ayat to their lives and practice upon it. Then they would learn 10 more ayat. And they would proceed like this. In that regard, it is said that Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu learned Surah Baqarah over a lengthy period of time, because their learning was not about learning the words and meaning only. Their learning was about understanding and applying it as well. And obviously, in the initial period of Islam, they were not always settled in Medina Munawwara. There were wars, there were expeditions. They were not in a constant state of peace and security. So he learnt it over a long period of time. And when he eventually completed, then he gave a feast and invited people to that feast as well. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us instruction. He said, Ta'allamu surat al-Baqarah. Learn surat al-Baqarah. Why? فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا baraka. Acquiring Surah Baqarah, acquiring the knowledge of Surah Baqarah is a means of great blessings. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسَرَ And to neglect it and to discard it, Surah Baqarah, will be a means of regret. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَ And those who engage in sorcery, witchcraft, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا They cannot overpower Surah Baqarah. And therefore we have mentioned the hadith last week wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Shaitan flees from the home where Surah Baqarah is recited. Among the merits of Surah Baqarah and Al Imran, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said these two surahs are called Zahrawain. Zahra means radiant, very luminous, very bright. So Zahrawain, Surah Baqarah and Al Imran are known as Zahrawain. They are the two very, very radiant surahs of the Quran. And on the day of Qiyamah, they will provide a shield and a shelter for the one who recited it and practiced upon it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, those who have recited it and were devoted to it, it will appear like a canopy or like clouds overshadowing them, or like you have flocks of birds. It will appear in one of these forms and it will shade the reciters and protect them and shield them, and it will fight their case before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there are many merits of Surah Baqarah. It is a very long surah with a lot of rules and laws of and commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should recite it in our homes frequently, regularly, and we should make a habit of reciting it regularly. If we cannot attempt it at one sitting, we should try and read over two or three, but ideal, we should read it in one sitting. It can't take more than an hour. There was many years ago, or a few years ago, one of the musallis who passed away from our masjid. We visited him one Thursday night, a Jummah night, and he was reciting the Quran. Because there is a merit of reading Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran on a Jummah. So he was busy reciting the Quran as we visited him on a Jummah night. Thursday night he was reading Surah Baqarah. As we were speaking to him and he paused his recital, he was telling us that he, from the time he heard the merit of reading Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran on a Friday, he did not leave that practice out for almost 30 years. For 30 years. He read Surah Baqarah and Surah Al Imran every Jummah night, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said there is great merit and reward and benefits for reading it on a Thursday, on a Jummah night. So every one of us can take out some time, maybe an hour, to recite Surah Baqarah. The blessings in our homes will be beyond our understanding. And inshallah, we are on our journey, inshallah, soon to begin with the surah. Tomorrow we will give a little breakdown maybe inshallah, and on Friday morning inshallah we will commence with our program. We have a group, WhatsApp group, if we want to receive the notes, please send your name if it's not on that group as yet. And inshallah you can download a Quran, 13 line Quran on your phone if you do not have a copy available. And inshallah on Friday morning, with the permission of Allah, we hope to begin this journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us acceptance. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to complete this journey. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.